what. You're not going to make someone love Jesus if they don't love Jesus. You're not going to make them do what they don't want to do. You can't force religion on someone. You know, like that's what I'm asking honestly. I'm not trying. I want to understand where you guys are coming from because I grew up in the church.
So standing with signs and preaching the gospel, you would think is forcing someone?
Well, no, but if these people wanted to love Jesus, they would love Jesus on their own. I grew up with it.
Paul said in Romans, how will they hear without a preacher to preach?
If you go to church, you would learn. If you grew up in the church, you would learn.
The churches are not where the gospel is proclaimed.
Depends which church you go to. Actually, I understand a lot of churches are about money and stuff like that.
See, we obey Jesus. Jesus never told us to go to church.
It's a lifestyle.
Jesus told us. What did Jesus tell us to do, brother?
Follow after him in spirit and in truth.
And to go preach the gospel. So we're not forcing people. Do you know how many people we meet in the streets in America that tell us, I've never heard the gospel. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, I understand.
That's why we go.
Yeah, I get you. Okay. That's why we go. I was just trying to understand where you're
coming. So it's not forcing. And the Seventh-day Adventist is a cult invented by Ellen White.
I know. I grew up in it, and I had to redo it.
Did you take a gospel course? Test yourself.
Yeah.
We have lots of articles for free. We don't take people some money. You got to come out of the world. And you got to come out of all the false churches.
I'm independent on every sense of the word.
Yeah. You got to walk. Well, when you say independent, you got to be united to Christ.
Yeah. Independent as far as which church I go to, which denomination, which.
Do you attend any of them?
I do. Lifesong Church.
Lifesong?
Lifesong.
Like a non-denominational type church?
No.
What is it?
It's Christian based.
No.
Southern Baptist.
Oh, Southern Baptist. Yeah. Well, yeah, that's not. They're not.
But they also had an issue with the money. The money.
Oh yeah, it is a big business. Southern Baptist Convention is one of the Roman Catholics are corrupt up here. Southern Baptist Convention is corrupt right underneath it, and the Southern Baptists are right underneath them. Did you hear the report that came out a few years ago?
No.
It's proven independent report. The Southern Baptist Convention hid over 700 cases of sexual clergy abuse.
Oh, I already know that. Yeah, no, I trust.
So how can anybody be linked to the Seventh-day Southern Baptist? So, go over the gospel with him.
No, it's all right. I've read the Bible up and down.
No, I want him to go over the gospel with him.
You don't have to do that.
Why don't you share it with us? What is the path to eternal life?
I'm just here to understand what you guys are doing and why you're doing it.
But share with us the past, because that's the foundation. How does a man find eternal life? Be detailed.
I'm not doing that.
Why not?
Because I don't need to explain myself to you.
Are you born again?
I'm not a born again Christian. I've been baptized twice.
You're not born again?
So listen, this is where you get so technical that it's...
Technical?
Yes.
Jesus said we live by every
word
out of
God's mouth.
But
you're being confrontational about me telling you I believe in Jesus.
Confrontational?
Yes, because you want me to preach the gospel to you.
It's proof that you know it if you can preach it.
I grew up with it.
Then what is it?
I carry myself as a good person. I believe in Jesus. That's all I need to explain.
Jesus said there are no good people.
Well, then Jesus is... Oh, my God. Forget it, dude.
Jesus said no one's good.
This is why you have confrontations with people when they walk by.
Really? Did Jesus have confrontations?
Have a great day.
Jesus said you'll be hated for my name's sake.
Jesus loves you.
Jesus loves those who obey him, sir. Unless you repent, you have no hope. So a lot of people say, oh, you have confrontation. Hey, brother, why do we have confrontation? Because of the truth in the world. Why is that?
Light mixed with darkness.
Did Jesus tell us the world would hate us?
Yeah.
And who were the biggest enemies of Jesus?
The religious hypocrites. Yeah.
So that's what we run into. The worldly people just walk by and take it and go, okay. The religious people say, you're angry, you're confrontational, nobody's going to like it because, why do you think that is, brother?
Because they're sold on the belief that the churches do use the flesh to lure people in, and
Amen.
Like they come up next to people. It's like friendship evangelism. Yep. When the true preaching of the gospel, the Lord went around preaching, repent, the kingdom of God is at hand. You're supposed to turn. Your only hope is to turn. People find that confrontational because we're not giving them cookies and coffee.
Amen.
Like the churches.
Amen. Well said, brother. So the truth is a light in a dark place. And unless you love the truth and you want it, it's like the lights in my eyes. Get away. Oh, that's confrontational. Can't you just give me more darkness? I like it in this dark place. Can you turn the brightness of your light way down so I can stumble around in my darkness because I feel safe there? But Jesus said in John 3:19-21, right? He said, light has come. Men love darkness because the light reproves them. They run off and they hide in their dark. We see that every day, don't we?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Hopefully, though, even though you might think, well, wow, that confrontation just happened with this man that I already recorded went nowhere. Actually, hopefully, the Holy Spirit can work on him and he can go, well, that man only asked me to preach the gospel to him. How is that confrontational?
And if he had the truth, wouldn't he want to contend for the faith once delivered? It just makes sense.
Yeah, it does. Good job, brother.
Yeah.